This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When Bridget Jones' Diary hit the cinemas back in 2001, single women in their 30s felt like finally they were being heard, breaking a long-held taboo. Well, now four Sydney friends, Nat, Lucy, Bea and Laura, are picking up the conversation, opening up about their online dating experiences in the hope that it will make others feel less alone. In the process, they're hoping to reduce some of the stigma and make online dating less of a taboo topic in churches. So I'm joined by Nat and Bea from Dating Becomes Her podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
So, Nat, let's start with you. Do you think there is still a stigma around online dating?
Absolutely. 100% yes. I was at church recently and one of the pastors from the platform just completely laughed at the concept of online dating and all the fears, just unpacked all the you're not going to meet a real person, how do you know you're safe, and saying the virtues of locking eyes across the church foyer.
Old was this person, Matt? I'm curious.
Unfortunately, they were in their 60s. And they were definitely someone who had been able to find their partner in a church life group, which is incredible. And I don't want to come across as bitter at all towards people who that's your experience. But what we're trying to do is create a space for people who don't have that experience, and especially in a COVID world, are finding love online.
Well, look, I mean, there's nothing worse than the idea of people church hopping to meet someone and never becoming part of a community because they're moving around, which was what used to happen when I was in my 20s. But Nat, you still don't really seem like someone who would be into online dating. So why did you decide to try it?
I'm absolutely not someone who's into online dating, but I think that's okay. And I think that's why there's three of us. Loz, who does the buttons, brings that fourth perspective. And I think you've got to acknowledge where you're at in the journey. And so myself, Bea and Lucy are all at very different stages in this journey. I'm in it because COVID made it impossible to meet people any other way. Bea is 100% the romantic of the group and has thrown herself all in. And Luce is British and so is everything that comes with being British. She is the consummate diplomat and has some incredible stories and experiences to share about wins online and incredible losses. And I'm not going to give the game away. You have to listen to hear some of Lucy's hysterical stories.
Yeah, she's okay. Our fence sitter.
So taking on online dating requires a certain amount of bravery, but making a podcast about it means you're now committed to this process. I'll start with you, Nat. Did you think twice about that?
Absolutely, I did. But I think for us, so we were all doing it alone and were struggling with all these like things on our own. And then we found out all of us were doing it and we were having unofficial powwows over group chat. And the more we spoke to people, the more we realized that this is a conversation that girls are having and we don't know how to have it, especially in a church space, because it is very taboo and very quiet and this silent thing where if you're doing online dating as a Christian, you're looking for one thing, which Christians are not allowed to look for if they're single. And so it's like, no, actually, this is something that we need to be able to talk about and share about and laugh about and learn from each other's experiences. And already a couple episodes in, we've seen that people, girls and guys, are finding it really encouraging. I don't want to say we're in it together and we're better together, but we are actually better together when we can share an experience and learn from each other's mistakes.
Okay. So let's go to B. What are you hoping to get out of online dating? Are you looking for a ring on your finger or not necessarily?
I guess like we're definitely looking for long-term relationships. So I think to like go onto online dating and ask for marriage straight up, obviously as Christians, we're looking for marriage eventually. But I think the whole process of dating online is that you're looking for people who are looking for the same thing. So one of the things that in person in church, you don't always even know, even if there are singles in church, you don't even know if they're in a headspace where they're looking for a relationship or they're already seeing someone. And the beauty of online is that they tell you all of that stuff in their answers to their profile. So Nat was saying how she's not really excited about this process and that I'm like the, you know, all for this and the romantic one. Well, I wasn't for this process to start, but as we've been going and I've tried it out, now I do love it because I love how direct everyone is, how people actually put things like I'm looking for a relationship or I'm looking for marriage.
Yeah. I want kids. I don't want kids.
Yeah, they're smokers, they're not smokers. So they're really upfront about all the different things that they value. If you value people having the same faith as you, then you can filter it into just Christian.
Mm.
And so that's why I love it, because you can actually see that everyone on there is essentially looking for some kind of relationship or some kind of, you know, romantic connection. And I like that it's taken away all the guessing of being in church and sticking around for coffee after, and you're like, am I sticking around and this is a waste of my time? I don't know.
So the downside of that, of course, is that there are many couples who probably would never have picked each other. So my husband mm-hmm. and I would be a classic example of that. I don't yeah. think either of us would have satisfied any of the criteria that the other was looking for, other than, as you said, in the very important things.
Yeah.
You know, the downside of online dating is the whole there's plenty more fish in the sea. And mm-hmm. has there been a callousness sometimes with meeting people and then you say one thing wrong and then you're flicked off their list, onto the next person?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's like a bit of a overwhelming experience to start in, and also there is that mentality the longer you go, I think, in building your own resilience of, oh, well, if this one doesn't work out, there'll be another one. So that is the downside, you're right. But I think the whole checklist kind of goes out the window throughout the experience, because you can start and really have like, I want the person to be like this, this and this. And then as you go along, you just realize like what a like chaos and mess and the actual dates themselves don't, you know, the person that you are chatting to on message isn't quite the person who you meet in person. So if Luce were here, I think one of the things that she shared with us, both Nat and myself, on how to enjoy the whole online dating experience was don't have any expectations for the person. When you go on a date, treat them in the same way that you'd like to be treated. Even if you find out you're not really that attracted to them or you guys don't have the same goals going forward, just enjoy that night together and have fun regardless of whether it's going to end up being a second date or not.
So have either of you met anyone?
Beth would love to answer that question.
I have met somebody and I'm actually off the apps now. However, I'm still dating. So
dating other people or just dating the one person?
No, I'm just dating the one person. So I'm still, it's still very new experience. But I have met someone through this experience, and to be honest, I would never have really thought that that was going to happen. I know that that's why we jumped on and that's what the end goal is, but experiences...
COVID's been very good for Bear.
Well, see, this is what I wanted to ask. How has COVID changed the dating? How has it changed what actually happens?
Oh, my gosh. So many more people are on, number one, because there is no other way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you do have people like myself, and Beth, when we started, who were not interested in it, swore we'd never do it. But COVID has made us get on and like challenged a lot of our preconceived ideas about it. So we're in the space, we're doing it. People are a lot more willing to chat via text or video call, where before everyone would push for a face-to-face without getting to know somebody, where now you actually have a really good opportunity to use a lot of the video call options that are either built into the app or you can connect with that person in video call and get to know them a little bit more before you jump into meeting them for coffee or for dinner or whatever, which is actually a really good way. Like I've found it's really good to get the measure of a person on a phone call, over video chat, over text message. You can tell a lot.
Video call sounds a lot scarier than having coffee to me.
It is, but I was the same as Nat. I jumped on because COVID, I was either going to see my family or I was going to see people at work, and neither of those places were options to meet anyone. Over the months as well, a lot more people jumped on to online, and then, the options were... quite a lot.
Okay.
It's been good.
What do you hope that other single women will take away from the podcast?
I think we all agreed that we got to do this together, and there's four of us who get to chat and laugh. And there's also been many times that we've actually cried a bit. We've been frustrated. We've all been on pauses on the apps.
We've been stood up.
Yep, we've been stood up. So there's, you know, there's the good and the bad, and we've had each other, and we wouldn't have done it without each other or wouldn't have continued doing it. And I know that there's a lot of other women out there who possibly don't have any support network to do this or to try it. And so we all wanted to do it just so that it could be encouraging to them to either try it if they want to, or to share their stories with someone. And so the idea is that we want people to contact us and ask us questions if they've got it, not because we're gurus, but because we've chatted about pretty much everything amongst our podcast group. Yeah, and we also want them to know they're just not alone.
And it's fun doing it together. Like, it is just more fun doing it together. And I think there's a place for everybody to work out the fears and then realize that your fears are not real. Because dating isn't easy. And dating in your 30s, or if you're approaching dating for the second time around, maybe you're divorced, maybe your partner's passed away and you're like suddenly in it again, it's a very daunting space. You've got to make it fun.
If you're going on a first date, it is the worst. Like, and so if you're doing a lot of them, it can really help the anxiety levels rise with the more that you do it. And so you do need someone to chat it over, debrief about it. Let people know where you are. So it's about safety and encouragement. So,
okay, before you go, one simple piece of online dating etiquette for us to take away.
Oh, my gosh.
The do's and don'ts.
All I really want to say for guys and girls across the board, don't take photos with pets that are not your pets. I think you've got to be authentic in your photos. And for me, this is one of the things that caught me off guard.
So do people just put a dog in the photo because it's cuter and people go for the dog?
Because the analytics tell you that pets are better. Your photos will rank better if you include a pet. And so this is a thing that caught me off guard. And I'm like, if the pet is not yours, don't take the photo with the pet. That's or if you're going to do it, be transparent and be honest enough to say, hey, this is my next door neighbor's pet, or this is my brother's pet, or something.
Yeah.
Like, be authentic. Be authentic.
I was a sucker for the pets.
I wouldn't think you'd have to say that. But, okay, and what's your one etiquette be?
Messaging people back so many times that it's just silence. Like,
all you need to say is, thanks so much. It's been lovely getting to know you.
Exactly.
I've met someone else.
And so it could have been that the guy has actually started the messaging and they've asked you stuff and you've replied back and it just disappears. And that part is a bit of a downside. Feels like sometimes Groundhog Day and crickets. And if the way that you treat someone in person, try and treat that person the same way online.
Mm. Okay. Good advice. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
That's Nat and Bea, two of the hosts of Dating Becomes Her, a new podcast about online dating from a Christian perspective. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and follow them on Instagram.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.